7. The Southeast Melbourne Phoenix are 2-0 to start their NBA journey, and Ben Madjen has been a major part of that and was one of their major signings in the offseason. He joins me in the studio this afternoon. Ben, thanks for being with me.
Thanks a lot for having me.
2-0. It's got a beautiful ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, you always, as a new franchise, want to get off to a good start. 0-2 is a bit daunting, you know, when you're starting. So 2-0, but we know we've got a lot of work to do. We're not resting after, you know, a pretty good start. We've got some great teams coming up and we need to keep the momentum going, keep working hard, and that's what's got us into this position in the first place.
We're just talking during the news that as a club, that things have been set up for you as players to be able to come in and just hit the ground running straight away. How good has that been now that you are 2-0 and that things are up and running? How much of a help has that been to have guys like Tommy Greer and Rowan Short set the club up with everything you need from the start?
Yeah, it's been extremely professional. Like, I've been swept off my feet by, you know, the lengths the club's gone to be able to provide for us players, families. You know, people are always asking about my family. I've got two young boys now and a wife that works full-time. They're always, can we do anything for you? You know, so it's just a club where you really feel like people care about you. And, you know, the coaching staff they've put together also is just fantastic. So, you know, it's all guns blazing for us. We really have no excuses. You know, all the off-the-floor stuff's taken care of. We get, you know, our breakfast and lunch cooked for us. Our nutrition's great. Eric Collingsworth and Will have the strength and conditioning down to a T. So we're fired up for every game and we feel really good going into everything.
Take us back to last weekend. You not only beat Brisbane. I've done a couple of Brisbane's games already and they're a good outfit. They finished in the top four last year and went to the semis. You didn't just beat them. You blew them out by 20. It was a massive result.
Yeah, I mean, every game this year is going to be tough. And Brisbane, you know, they've got the Boomers coach, Andre, and some really great players too. But they were coming off the second game of a doubleheader, and we knew that. So we really wanted to push the pace. We felt like they could stick with us maybe to half time, and then if we kept grinding it out and keep pushing, running our lanes hard and attacking, both defensively and offensively, we could break the game open. And, you know, some stellar individual performances by John, you know, and Creaky. But then, you know, Kendall was hitting shots down. Dane was offensive rebounding, giving us extra points, and everyone else played their role. So I think that's a great thing about this team. Everyone's, you know, just pitching in where they can. John got off and we kept going to him. But next week, you know, it might be somebody else, and everyone just stays ready and keeps working hard.
So you've played a lot of Euro ball, which we'll talk about. Did you know much about John coming in?
Yes, I actually played in the Euro Cup competition. Our teams never faced, but I actually got acquainted with him watching a game. He was playing for Asvel against Gran Canaria in Spain. Had 0 points to half time and ended up breaking the Euro Cup record with 11 threes and had 40 points. And I just remember thinking, geez, I'd like to play with that guy one day. And then talking to Simon in the offseason, he's like, you wouldn't believe who we signed. And I was super excited when I heard that he was joining us, and I knew he was going to be a great player in this league.
And it's so important, isn't it? It's such a point guards league, this one, to have someone like John who can go head-to-head with Casper Ware and Jerome Randall, who's just come back, and Mello Trimble. I mean, it's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, the point guard position's stacked in this league. You know, there's no easy nights. But I think that's really fun for the league, and that's how kind of the games evolve, where these point guards now can score in a lot of ways, and John's jump shot is, you know, one of the best in the world. So for us, we're really lucky to have him, but he's also extremely unselfish. Sometimes we're like, mate, you've hit 9 threes, like, you can shoot
get it
a couple
up, yeah,
of bad ones, you know. Simon said you should have shot 5 more.
Yeah.
So, it's great. He's a really humble guy, and we love having him on the team.
Early patterns from the two games is it's noticeable how well you share the ball as a team. The ball gets through a number of sets of hands offensively, which sometimes when you're a three-point shooting team like you are, that doesn't always happen, but it seems to be a real focus early on.
Yeah, we have a lot of unselfish guys, and sometimes to a fault where guys are passing up open shots. But Simon Mitchell and the coaching staff have done a fantastic job about, you know, just moving the ball, share it around, and everyone gets a touch. And they're the most potent teams. You know, when you're trying to play defense against a team that shares a ball, you know, like the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA, you saw what they did to Miami a few years ago in the finals. They were just unguardable, and that's where we want to get to with our ball moving. And we have such great offensive weapons that if we get the defense moving, then we're going to get good open looks.
You've gelled quickly, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. I think besides Creaky and the imports coming in a little later, the core of us were together for a long time during during the off season, and we were able to, you know, really build that chemistry. Obviously, Ty Wesley going out's a big out for us, but we've, you know, we're trying to fill that void with, you know, everyone just stepping it up a little bit. But we felt like during the preseason, we did build that chemistry quickly, and I think it's a credit to the office staff of how they've put this team together.
With Ty Wesley going out, it created some opportunity, and Dane Pineau started in both games, and I would say he's probably overachieved. I think we knew he could play. He's a St Mary's graduate. We knew what his stock was like, but he's been massive in your two games so far.
Yeah, I think a lot about sport too is about opportunity. You know, he didn't get much of a go in Sydney because he was playing against guys like Bogut, behind guys like that. So, you know, he just plays his role to a T. He's such a great hustle guy. He sets great screens, rolls hard. And then he offensive rebounds, like something I've never seen before. He's just relentless. And guys like that is really what helps good teams, you know, succeed. So he's our ultimate glue guy, I would call him, and he's a fantastic guy to play with.
Yeah, I think you've got a lot of those sorts of role players who know their role, play it and do it well, which is huge. For a long season, it's important to have that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think our depth is really great. And, you know, like I said, we have a lot of weapons, so any given night someone's going to step up. We feel that, we truly believe that, and everyone just sticks to their role and plays it to a T so far.
Benny, stay there. More with you after this. Want to talk about your journey in Europe, and a couple of people are already asking, are you a Collingwood supporter because of Jack?
I am. I was a Crows supporter. I mean, I still am, but now I definitely watch the Pies because of Jackie.
You can keep your text coming through 0433 98 11 16 on the Speckle text machine. Sacramento 86, Melbourne 56. So it's starting to get a bit ugly for Melbourne United. More with Ben Madgen after this. We're on the home stretch here. I've got Ben Madgen from Southeast Melbourne in the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, I should say, in the studio with me for our barista catch-up of the day for McCafe Coffee. They've got you covered, and the best part about that, they are open 24/7. We're just keeping an eye on this Sacramento and Melbourne game here, Ben, and it's blown open in the third quarter, unfortunately, for United. You probably haven't got a lot of sympathy for Melbourne United, have you?
Well, I always like to see the Aussies do well over there, and I think their first halves of both games have been really fantastic, but, you know, this is a next-level type team, you know, these NBA teams, and when they get out in the open floor, they're so hard to beat. So, you know, it's just fantastic that we're sending teams over to compete and competing at a high level.
Phoenix would look good in this series next year, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think this year we had an opportunity, but we've got 7 out of our first 10 games in Melbourne, so we really wanted to get off to a good start. So it was really important for us. But yeah, in the future, I think definitely we'd love to head over and see how we can go against these guys.
Oh, I think you'd go okay too. Tell us about the approach from Phoenix and from Tommy. When did they first make contact? You've been in Europe and you've been over there for the best part of 5 years. When did they first reach out and ask whether you were keen to come home?
Yeah, so it's been interesting. I was talking to Tommy for a couple of years before there was even a new franchise along with some other teams in the NBL after every season to see if I was interested coming home.
Adelaide put in the yearly call today.
It was more Sydney. The Kings were pretty keen. But, you know, Tommy got the GM role and the new team was announced, I was talking to Southeast Melbourne and I talked to my wife as well, friends and family, and it just was such a good opportunity to come back. And what, you know, Tommy and Simon told me over the phone and really convinced me that this was going to be a great setup, and they've proven, you know, to be right in every sense of the word. So, you know, no regrets at all. I love my time in Europe. 4 years was great. I really tested myself. But, yeah, it's great to be home.
Is it hard being a professional athlete living so far away from home? I mean, you had your family with you, but is it challenging at times?
Yeah, especially in Europe, we travelled so much. Playing in the Euro Cup competition for a couple of years, we were on the road all throughout Europe. You know, you're in Spain, then you're in Russia, Portugal, you know, everywhere. So, you know, the travel was intense, and then you played in the local league, you know, on the weekend. So it had its challenges, but it really had some rewards too. You know, I got to go up against some great players, Alexei Shved from Khimki. You know, we played Bayern Munich. We played so many great teams, and I feel like, you know, when it's all said and done and I finish my basketball career, that I have accomplished a lot and what I set out to do. So that's a great feeling that I backed myself and thought, you know, I can compete at this level.
Fanatical fans too. Next level fanatical.
Yeah, our supporters in Lithuania, you know, used to light the flares. You couldn't see the ball half the time. And One of the fans, attacked one of the players in the final series, is Zalgiris, and
gee,
it got completely out of hand sometimes. But you had goosebumps half the time because of the chants, and the crowd was just going nuts.
Sounds like a game against the Philippines and the Boomers. That's what it sounds like. What's the difference in style? We often hear the style of European basketball, and it's discussed about when players step away from Europe, the difference. How have you find it? What is a traditional European style of play?
Yeah, so it's interesting because each country kind of has their own brand as well. So my first stop was in Belgium, and my agent advised me it was very similar to the NBL, quick up-tempo game, and he was right. That suited my style perfectly, and then I was able to, fit in. It was an easy transition. But then I got to Lithuania my second year to play in Euro Cup, and it was completely different.
Really?
Extremely structured. You'd be open, but the play wasn't for you, so you'd shoot and get screamed at and dragged, and it was just insane. And so after about a month, I came home and told my wife, I don't think I'm going to make it. This is intense. But after I adapted, I had, one of the most fun seasons of my career. So, obviously second year in Lithuania, and then Germany again was much more up-tempo, a bit more like the NBL. So I think NBL is next level for us, more like the NBA. Mm. We really get up and down, and it's more read-based. But in certain situations in Europe, it's very structured and more play-based and, very slow.
Is the language barrier hard?
Yeah, well,
especially when you're trying to work out the plays and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you're in trouble when you're getting screamed at in a different language. And I never asked for a translation on that one. But, most of the coaches speak English. And we have imports. In Lithuania and Germany, we had 6 imports. So he has to speak English because half the team's speaking English. So, the language wasn't too difficult to get by us because of the English speaking.
When you left Sydney in 2015, you were at the absolute peak of your powers and one of the best players in this competition. Was it everything you wanted to be to go to Europe and spend that time?
Yeah, well, it got to a point in the NBL. I'd played 5 years. I was captain of the Kings and I was very comfortable. But I really wanted to challenge myself. Ever since I started in the NBL, I said, if I get to, premier player in my position, then I really want to go challenge myself. And playing in Euro Cup was what I set out to do, and I was lucky enough to be able to do that. But when I left, I had some serious doubts. I still had a year left on my contract in Sydney, and I opted out after dislocating my shoulder and needing a reconstruction. Mm. So I got back super fast in 5 months. I've never rehabbed so hard. I think they were sick of me at the physio, but it all worked out in the end. I definitely had some self-doubt there, so it was good to overcome it.
The Magins are a sporting family, aren't they? Jack's at Collingwood and making his way there. Tess is one of the stars of Australian basketball. She's in Townsville again this season. I'm guessing it would have been a pretty spirited backyard growing up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I had an older sister too who used to knock the socks off me when I was growing up. She was a softball and netball player. With Tess and Jack both playing basketball, we used to play 1-on-2, me versus them. And, I used to beat up on them pretty bad until they got bigger. And then it was, it was on for young and old. But, it's great just to see everyone living out their dreams. And my elder sister's a psychologist back in Adelaide, so she's doing really well too. So, you want to see your siblings do well, and it's great to see from afar.
Footy wasn't for you?
I love footy, actually. Till I was 17, I had to choose. And I always wanted to travel the world. Funnily enough, I was able to, but that's why I chose basketball. But, I think at times footy would have suited me better because I have some penned up aggression and a bit of white line fever. So.
Oh, really?
So I did used to love tackling. I'm very happy I chose basketball.
We can't be seeing that on the court. Is there a ceiling for Phoenix? I mean, as we say, it's only 2 wins to start the season, so I know you're not getting carried away. Is it realistic to think that playoffs are a chance in season 1?
Absolutely. I don't want to say I'm too cliche saying it's got to be 1 game at a time, but we set out to have the best season possible in the first year of the franchise, but like I said before, the team that we put together with a lot of veteran guys that have played, so many years in the NBL, mixed in with some fantastic youth, great coaching staff, I don't see there's any reason why we can't make the playoffs. Having said that, it's an extremely tough league.
Mm.
Every game is you know, going to be extremely hard. You have to play your best basketball to scrape out a win. So we just got to keep the momentum going, keep working hard and see what happens.
Seven of the first 10 at home is a handy start, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that suits us. But then, you know, we have a horror stretch. I think it's in February. We play about seven away in a row. So yeah, a few double headers. So we just got to, you know, just keep working hard and, yeah. It's the old cliche, one game at a time, but we'll see.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, LaMelo's going to be in town and for the Illawarra Hawks as the Phoenix look to go 3-0. Ben, thanks for coming in. It's been great to have you in today and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks so much.
Ben Madgen from the South East Melbourne Phoenix joining us. And thanks for all of your texts as well on the Speckle text machine, Speckle Cash Loans. Up to $2,000, paid fast. Sacramento 90, Melbourne 65. A couple of minutes left in the third period. We're back to wrap it up after this.